All right, welcome back to another episode of The Winner's Mindset. Thanks for joining in again, guys. Thank you for all the support so far. Today we are, once again, going to go through the last episode or the last newsletter that went out just the other day. And we're going to break it down top to bottom. I'm going to expand on it. I'm going to talk about it. And talk about all the ideas that are in there. This particular topic is a very, very common one, especially in today's society where everybody is an entrepreneur, everybody is a hustler, everybody wants to be a hustler, wants to be an entrepreneur, everybody equates hard work with good work. Everybody equates burnout with success. And so I think I want to talk about this one because it's such a prevalent thing in today's culture. And I want to talk about my experiences with it. Just as a journal, nothing more, nothing less. I'm not here to tell you what to do. Although as I go through this, it may sound like it, but it is at the end of the day, ultimately, basically just a journal of my experience, especially with a topic like this, because I personally went through multiple times, have been through burnout. And I'm not even talking about like years and years and years ago. I'm talking even recently. It comes and goes. And just like with anything that's worth internalizing, it's the way you internalize things is by repetitively reviewing and revising and restudying things. That's how you keep that spark alive. That's how you keep the ideas alive and fresh. It's like when you read a book the first time, you pick up some things, but when you read it again, you pick up some new things that you didn't pick up the first time. And you know, it's even kind of like motivation, right? When you hear somebody talk and say something motivating, it's motivating, but that motivation can fade. And the way you keep motivation up is by continuing to surround yourself with or continuing to encounter things and people and events that inspire you, that drive you, that motivate you. Now, you know, the whole idea of motivation, whether that's good or bad, it's a different thing. I've already been through that before, but I'm just using a generic example just to get everybody, you know, just to illustrate the point to everybody. So today's topic is going to be about working hard, about burnout, and also about something called the 80-20 rule or Pareto's principle. So let's go through it. Start from the top. And let's break it down. There is no glory in working hard for the sake of working hard when the end result is very little having been done in exchange for the time and energy you spent, and you are now worn down, battered, drained of energy, and essentially useless. There is no reward for it and shouldn't even be celebrated or even given a pat on the back for. The pat on the back comes when you figure out how to be efficient, how to get more done with less energy, less time, and less resources. That's what a smart person manages to do. That's innovation, and in fact, it's the backbone of the advancement of our society at such an extreme rate in the last 50 years. Think about how much better things have gotten in terms of technological advancements and more opportunities at our fingertips with much less effort. Our mobile phones are more powerful than the computers that sent the first man to the moon. So I'm just starting off here to set the tone, the grounds for making people understand that hard work in of itself means nothing. Working hard when at the end of it you didn't really achieve much for all the effort and all the time you put in, it means nothing really. Because there's this culture that seems to be growing and growing, where people are simply celebrating the fact that they stayed up late to do whatever work that probably wasn't even necessary to do or could have been done at a better time when they could have been maybe fresher, when they could have gotten more productivity, more use out of that time. But, you know, there seems to be this celebratory culture over just working hard for the sake of working hard. And I think that needs to be checked. I think it needs to be put in perspective. There's nothing glorious about just working hard. There's no award that should be given out for being busy for the sake of being busy, for chasing your tail, expending energy when nothing really happens at the end of it. The pat on the back, the celebration is and should be given to only the time and to the people that figure out how to get more done with less effort, with less resources, with less time. And that's what it's really all about. Leveraging is the name of the game. That's true hustle. That's a genius right there. That's what any employer looks for. That's what any entrepreneur should strive to be. That's what anybody who wants to achieve anything in life should try to adopt as a mindset. Being innovative, being efficient, that's what it's all about. Not working hard for the sake of working hard. Back to it. Of course, there's extreme value in the ability to push through and get things done when they need to be done, to go above and beyond, to have high standards and to be focused and tireless in your efforts. But working hard is not the same as making hard work for yourself. So the characteristic of working hard, the characteristic of being tireless in your efforts, the characteristic of being focused and getting after it and just going for it and not stopping until you're past the finish line. Those are all excellent characteristics. Those are values that you should have. Those are values that in fact necessary, which I even get into later on in the newsletter. But working hard just for the sake of working hard, just to make hard work for yourself, just to put yourself through pain and suffering, is not the smartest way to go about things. And I think part of our problem is, for some reason, in our character, in as human beings who do this, is I don't know if it's a call for attention, but there's something there that we are trying to show the world that we are putting ourselves through hardship just for the sake of hardship, to show that we can endure and we do endure and we're different. And whilst deep down the intention of those things at least is great, because even then those characteristics is not something that everybody has, even though doing it for the sake of doing it is useless. If only it can be steered into a better direction, that would be much better. So the characteristic in of itself is a great one to have, to be tireless, to work hard, to have the obviously the capability, the capacity, the desire, just it being within your soul, within your genes, within your fibers to want to work hard. But working hard is not the same as making hard work for yourself. Back to it. And the very first place you should start is by asking yourself, how much of your time are you really using well? And how much of it are you pissing away through the day? This goes back to one of the previous newsletters when I said at the end of each day, you should audit the day that you just had and ask yourself what you did right and what you did wrong, what you spent your time wisely on, and what portion of your day you just wasted so that you can become aware of the direction you're taking yourself in. So if you flick back to a couple of the previous newsletters, if you have been with us since this very beginning, I think it was actually the very first newsletter that I talked about the importance of constantly auditing yourself. Because what we do generally is we audit ourselves, our lives, what we did, what we achieved, usually at the end of every year, which becomes our next New Year's resolution. So once every 365 or 366 days is when we look back and see what did we do? What did we do that was good? What did we do that was bad? What are we not happy with about within ourselves, within our potential that we thought we could have achieved but we didn't achieve? And let's make some plans for the next year coming. The thing is, you got to audit yourself every day. That's what I think. That's what I do. I think you should audit yourself every single day. You can either do it at night before you go to sleep. You think back on what your day was, what you did, what you didn't do, what you should have done, and thereby plan what you're going to do the next day to make up for the things that you didn't do, the things that you did wrong, and to give yourself a pat on the back for the things that you did do right. Or you could do it like I do it, which I find more useful for me personally. I do it first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning when I wake up, I'm more fresh, so I remember things. Memory works better. Mind works better. I look back on the previous day. Okay, yesterday, what did I do? I can never get yesterday back again. So what did I do? How did I do? What did I achieve? In which direction did I go? And I look at the good things. I look at the bad things. And we assess top to bottom. See what was good and what was bad. And from there, we make a plan, or I make a plan about what to do going forward for that day, because I'm there right then and then. You can figure out what it is that you didn't do yesterday, what you need to do today, and put it into action immediately. There is no, obviously, sleeping. You know, you're just right there, and you can start acting straight away. So that's what I personally do, and maybe you can try it if you're currently auditing yourself at night and feeling like you're not getting anywhere. Try doing it first thing in the morning. But either way, you really need to be on top of what you are doing. You got to do it on a regular basis. Once a year, on 31st of December, is just not going to cut it if you want to get anywhere. Back to it. The portion of time you waste each day or use unwisely, guess what? No amount of money can buy back. None. Literally, the only commodity you have, which you can never, ever, under any circumstances, get back, is your time. And as I said in that previous newsletter, we are all standing in line for the end. And the kicker is, we don't know where in line we are standing and how close to the front we are. Tick tock. We feel proud and put up Instagram posts showing we are quote-unquote working hard, we are quote-unquote pushing through. Yeah, that's cool, but so what? The super successful directors and CEOs of companies reward for work done and done efficiently, not for needless burning of energy. In fact, if anything, an aimless use of energy where people of a company are burning themselves out is grounds for dismissal or demotion, if unchecked, because their lack of energy carries over into other areas of the company and can have great negative impacts on many things. Not to mention The act in of itself is a clear demonstration of a lack of understanding and execution on the concept of efficiency. Money, time, and resources are being wasted on going around in circles or progressing very, very slowly. Like a well-tuned sports car being driven pedal to the metal, having the capability of performance, but driving it on the sand instead of the road. It's going to burn more petrol, and no matter how hard you press the accelerator, it's just going to go slower. It's working hard as hell and is well tuned and has all the best intentions of performing at its peak, but it just won't. So, just a recap on our culture as it is today, in the sense that we feel proud of putting up posts on Instagram and showing off to our friends and people we frankly don't know and don't even care about, that we are working hard, we are pushing through. But the work that we're doing is not really achieving anything. A lot of it is not anyway. A lot of it could be spent better. We're just working hard for the sake of working hard. We are wasting energy, we're wasting resources, we're wasting time. That the focus of that direction, of that energy, of that time being spent could be a lot of times could be spent better. And that's very important. That's very important. Back to it. Lack of time management, getting distracted easily, not putting first things first, and not delegating certain things to others are all things that drastically suck up time and energy and make you the Ferrari driving on the sand. You are in charge of your time and you have direct control over being able to influence all of the above. So if you don't and your performance suffers, then the first person who must take the blame is yourself. So time management, managing your time, getting distracted, not putting first things first, not delegating certain things. All of these stuff are things that you have direct control over. You can manage your time. If you become more hyper aware of your time, if every single minute, every single hour, as you're doing things, you actually become consciously aware and ask yourself, what am I doing here? Is this activity right now a good use of my time or a bad use of my time? Is it getting me closer to what I want or further away from what I want? You could be working hard, but spending that time wisely. As I'm recording this right now, for example, it's 11:20 p.m. I chose not to sit at home and watch TV because as I was about to do that, I thought to myself, well, it's probably not a very good use of my time and I'm not going to go out. I'm not going out. I'm not doing anything in particular. I have nothing better to do. So I can either sit here and watch TV, and at the end of that show, I would have gained nothing. I would have gained no new knowledge. It would have not done anything to get me closer to my goals this year. So instead, why don't I go to the office and get some work done and maybe record the podcast so that I can continue to move forward towards my goals this year. And that's a very simple example. So, you know, the fact of staying up late on a Saturday or whatever is not the thing to boast about or the thing to be proud of in of itself. It's more the use of your time, and you're in charge of your time management. If I sit down and continue to decide to watch TV, even though I'm in full control of that, and then later on in the week, things come up, I get busy and I don't get to record this episode, that's on me. Whatever results from that in terms of consequences, in terms of not achieving and falling short on particular goals or what have you, that's purely and simply on me and nobody else. I am in 100% control of that. And that's the beauty of it. It's the beauty of it, and at the same time, it's what's tough about it. In that, if you are disciplined and you're willing to do the things you need to do, you are in 100% control of ultimately your outcome and your destiny, what you can become. But if you are easily distracted, if you don't have that discipline, again, it's you and you only yourself who brought that on for yourself. So time management, getting distracted easily, that's up to you as well. That's in your control. Not putting first things first. Not delegating certain things where you can. Those are all things that are up to you. And all of those things can make or break you in terms of the time that you have, in terms of the stress you put yourself under, in terms of falling short on your goals. Those things, you are in 100% in charge. And if you don't manage to do those things, the only person that you have to blame is yourself and nobody else. Back to it. Stop glorifying hard work for the sake of hard work. There's no glory in it at all. It's not smart. It's a bad use of time and only serves to reduce your own potential in the long run. In saying that, it's a good way to go into the next technique on how you can actually break things down from a top-down view and start doing the things that really matter and cut out things that are not as impactful to your days. There's a thing called the Pareto principle, which states that 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. It originates from an Italian economist called Wilfredo Pareto, who noticed this pattern in most things. 80% of the land was owned by the wealthiest 20% of people. He also found that 80% of production in certain industries came from 20% of the companies. In other fields, Microsoft reported that 80% of the problems with their operating systems were fixed when 20% of the most reported bugs were fixed. So you get the idea, right? It's a principle that applies to a lot of things. Now, a couple of things with that. Firstly, it doesn't apply to every single thing in the whole world. There are obviously exceptions. The other thing is, it's not an exact 80-20 in every field. So it could be like 85-15, you know. It could be here or there. It could be 82%. It could be 17%, 13%, whatever. It's not always exactly 80-20, but it's thereabouts. There is this very, very close sort of pattern that goes on. So this has been studied vastly across a couple of different fields, and it's been shown to be a thing where roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. And it's pretty interesting because there's actually like a few different like phenomenons and different things in the world that have been observed to follow this kind of rule. And it definitely certainly applies to productivity and to business development and a lot of other things in life. Back to it. So when we take this simple concept, we can apply it to our lives in different aspects. Instead of working hard for the sake of hard work, let's audit our day and ask ourselves, what are 20% of the things that we can do which will deliver 80% of the results we want? What are those most important minority things that drive the majority of the results? What can we cut down or cut out and instead do other things that can help us do even better than we are now and yield a much better result? So whatever your field is, if you have a look, you'll notice that 20% of the things that you do, if you have a breakdown of everything that you do through the day, you'll notice that about 20%, once again, like I said before, it's give or take, not exactly 20%, could be a little bit less, could be a little bit more. 20% of the things that you do, of everything that you do, of your major tasks on a daily basis, are the ones that yield 80% of your results. So now you can start to put a plan together where you focus a lot of your time on those 20% things. Now imagine if you eradicated a lot of the other stuff that don't get you to 80% results. You even have a look at some of them, maybe they get you 1% results, you know, 1% of your results. What if you delegated that? What if maybe you even eliminated that? You don't even need to do it, because sometimes things like that can be so time consuming, but they're only giving you like 1% return. Sometimes those things can be flat out just thrown in the trash and nothing will change. There'll be no difference. In fact, there can be an improvement in things. Sometimes they can't be thrown in the trash. Sometimes it's still got to be done. But can you maybe delegate them? Can you maybe delegate them? Can you pay somebody else to do them? Free up some time. And with that time now, you don't go and chill out at the beach. You take that time and you reinvest it back in towards your goals. Those 20% stuff that gets you those 80% results, with that extra time, you do more of those 20% stuff. So you get more of those 80% results. You get them even stronger. You get them much more consistently. You get them to a higher quality. Back to it. Get smart, get efficient. Having the characteristic to work hard is a necessity in getting big things done. But work hard in those 20% things that yield the 80% results. Be tireless in those things. Don't be a Ferrari driving in the sand. Get onto the smooth road so you can get some proper traction and enjoy the breeze on your face as you get shit done. Your exercise for the week. For the next 7 days, really audit your days. Be hyper aware of every minute you are spending. As you are standing there doing whatever it is you're doing, ask yourself, what am I getting for how I'm using my time right now? Ask yourself, is this in line with what my goals are this year? Is it getting me closer to any of those goals? If the answer is not a firm yes, it's a no. Get rid of things that aren't getting you big results or delegate them out. If you need to have a chat with someone to figure it out, then do so. If you don't, the fault is yours. Figure out what the 20% of effective actions are for you that will yield you the 80% and focus on them daily. Get rid of or delegate everything else. There is something very important to keep in mind. Some of you may take all of this as an excuse to not work hard. Absolutely not. Do not let the excuse to relax creep into your head, because then that's on you. You are being soft and looking for excuses. Continue with the habit of working hard. Just don't work hard for the sake of working hard. Apply your effort and energy into the things that matter. In doing so, you will by nature get more things done earlier and by default have the time to be able to momentarily relax and recharge before getting back to it, so you can work even harder towards the things that matter. Spend every second wisely. You can't buy time. Once again, thank you for reading, sharing, and sending through your feedback. Always good to hear or read messages of people who are being impacted by these newsletters. Guys, I want to actually, you know, off the back of that, I've been hearing more and more of people who've been listening to it. They've been journaling. They've been consistent with their journaling. It's great to hear. They've been actually finding these podcasts useful in being able to be more productive, adopt a winner's mindset, you know, get after it, get things done, aim for bigger things. And I'm really happy that I've been able to pass on my own experiences. You know, I'm certainly not a guru in any of these stuff. These are all just my experiences over the last 10 years. You know, a lot of things I did good. A lot of things also I did probably more things. I did bad. I did wrong. I made mistakes that wasted a lot of my time, you know, over the last 10 years. And I learned from that. And I've tried to pass that on to other people who've come to me for help, or even if it don't come to me for help, if I notice from afar somebody's making the same mistake as I did, I think it's my responsibility, you know, because I care for that person and I see that that person's trying to make something of him or herself. It's cool to be able to help that person out, you know. So thanks for the feedback. Don't be shy. I want to hear your feedback. Keep them coming. Either message me on Instagram, send me a message on Facebook, or just hit the reply button to the emails and just send me a reply on the emails. I'll be able to see them. I'll reply to them. And keep sharing with all your friends. Share the podcast, rate the podcast. And once again, keep developing yourself into a winner. And thank you for tuning in. Until the next episode, this is Amir Fazeli.